Chicago's very own WGN.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, June 24th. I was working in the early shift at WGN Radio. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, what's going on?
Good morning, and I know what your shirt means.
I'm sure you do. You're of the age.
Little 45. I can still remember the paper lace, Chicago, the night Chicago
that, please, I had to play that record 10,000 times. I have PTSD. Let's get to the food, and this place sounds like a joint I would like.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's Lola's Coney Island. It's a hot dog place at 2858 West Chicago, and that's in Beat 1211. And all right, so it's a hot dog joint, and there's a lot. A lot of good hot dog joints in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that makes this one a little special, at least to my mind, is that most hot dog places focus on a specific, the Chicago style hot dog, the New York style. Well, this is Lola's focus. They have all three of them. You can get a Chicago style hot dog, a Detroit style hot dog, or a New York style hot dog, and they're all very good. And
I don't know what a Detroit style hot dog is.
It's a chili dog, basically chili with mustard and onions.
And New York is the kraut, right?
The sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what about now in Chicago? We boil our hot dogs. Do they do at this place?
No, they still boil them.
Yeah.
You can get the char dogs too, but you have to kind of order that.
Mm-hmm.
Char dogs are becoming real big with the Chicago style hot dogs too. But you know, in Chicago, we drag it through the garden. You have all the stuff on there: neon relish, the sport peppers, and everything.
Mm-hmm. Celery salt.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how you go anywhere outside of Chicago, they don't know what celery salt is.
And they don't know what Italian beef is either.
Right? Yeah, people think it came from Italy.
Yeah. So, what else about this place did you like?
All right, so it's in the Westtown neighborhood, so it's between Wicker Park and Ukrainian Village. There's a lot of little cafes. It's that area of Chicago Avenue that's really, I don't know, gentrified or whatever. It's become a real hot area over the last 10 years.
Yep.
And so this place has, you go in there and there's a, I also like the old style hot dog stands where you sit at a bar stool at a window looking, at a table looking out the window.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, but they do have a nice patio. And you can sit outside. I was just there the other day, and it was absolutely perfect. I was sitting out at their picnic tables and stuff.
Good sides?
Yeah, they do. They have very good fries and also good shakes. That's another thing that really, you don't get good shakes anymore unless you go out specifically to, like, Overweis or something. But for some reason, hot dog places, I don't know if they use special milk or something. The hot dog milkshakes are very good.
Oh, I know our pal Chris at Pucci's makes a good one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you are discriminating, as I am, about drinks. And we're not talking about alcohol here. We're talking about shakes and floats and so forth.
Yeah. I do. And they also have the Faygo colored pop, all the different colors,
yeah.
Which is, that's another thing that, I mean, I don't think I've had that since I was a kid. I don't know where they get it. I didn't think they made it anymore.
And I love that you refer to it as pop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how we do it here.
That's how we do it in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they also have, I just mentioned, they also have burgers and other sandwiches and salad for the weirdos. And, but, I mean, who goes to a hot dog joint except for my lovely wife, man? But they have hamburgers. They also have plant-based now. They have a new plant-based sandwich, which I don't know if it's good.
A plant-based burger?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, which I don't know if it's good because I will never, ever try that.
I haven't either. So this place is called Lola's Coney Island, 2858 West Chicago Avenue.
Yeah, and it's I was looking for the guy's name. He named the Lola's is named after his young daughter, and I right away, you got to love a guy who would name his daughter Lola. You got to go check it out. Just anybody who named his daughter Lola has got to make a good hot dog.
We've got some good desserts to tell you about with Lieutenant David Haynes momentarily. And I got a couple of requests for your email during the week. So let's mention that if you want to suggest something or comment, you can get to the lieutenant directly. BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com. BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com.
Yeah, don't forget the S. It's Beat Cops, like plural, guide.
Duly
and
noted.
I need a lot. I need Southside restaurants, please. I'm really running low on Southside restaurants. Although I'll be working on the Southside this weekend, so
you'll discover a few in your investigations. The Friday Food Police are here. That's you, Lieutenant David Haynes from the Chicago Police Department, and we're about to have some dessert.
Yeah, I wanted to try something different, or at least unusual. And so I went to XO Marshmallow. Now, we talked about XO Marshmallow a few years ago when they first opened up. But now they've expanded and they moved to 2730 North Clark Street. They have a marshmallow cafe there. And it's a place that makes gourmet marshmallows. And these two ladies, Lindsay, and I can't remember the other ones, I'm sorry. But they started off in college, you know, making marshmallows. And have expanded into this huge business. And so this is at, where is it? It's at 2730 North Clark, which is just south of Diversey.
Kind of busy around there.
Very busy. Great neighborhood to walk around in. Mm-hmm. Parking's difficult.
Yep.
If you don't mind walking a block, I know there's a parking lot north of Diversey. And so there's a lot of little shops and everything to walk into and interesting people to see. And what they have is, so they make a whole bunch of gourmet marshmallows. And I brought in this cotton candy flavor. And there's a little box with assorted flavors. I had a creamsicle one that's my favorite.
You know, I like marshmallows.
Yeah.
And some people really don't dig the idea of any kind of marshmallow, but I like those flavors.
Yeah, they have a lot of different ones. They had their sweet and sour one, and but the reason I wanted to kind of talk about it is one of the things you can do is get a s'more kit, and this is actually really cool. It's regular marshmallows; you can get any flavor you want, and they have graham crackers that are like gourmet graham crackers, and you have to use regular Hershey bars, but they have a little tabletop fire canister that so you can have this like at a party or something. You can have the fire going on your table and you can make s'mores right at the table.
What a great idea.
Yeah,
and what a great gift to bring to someone who's having a get together.
Right. And it's great, or when you have the kids at home or something. And you know, and one of the things we always like to do is tell young married guys, since we're professional married guys, you know, young married guys like Andy, you know, you want to get your wife a gift that doesn't have to do with her birthday or anniversary or because you ticked her off. You know, just out of the blue, you want to get gifts sometimes. And one of these is they have a Marshmallow of the Month Club. And
really?
So you can order, you can order this for a few months or whatever, and you get a dozen flavored marshmallows, whatever their flavor of the month is, you know, and all of a sudden she gets marshmallows. And so it's a good
we get check first, make sure she likes marshmallows.
Well, yeah.
But that's a different idea.
You don't know that by the time you get married.
So you get a box of marshmallows every month?
Yeah. So, yeah, you get them, and you can pick it for however many months you want it. And it's a nice little gift because it's a little unusual. It's better than flowers because, you know, flowers die. So if you get your white flowers, they're going to be dead in a week.
Good point. Yeah. Wow. Restaurant reviews and marriage counseling
marriage
today.
Counseling, right.
I love it.
They also have bourbon marshmallows. And which are pretty good. And occasionally, you know, for people like Control Room Joe, they have Malort marshmallows. But they didn't have those when I was in there, so I don't know if they have them certain times of the
year. Did you sample any of the alcohol-flavored marshmallows?
I did not. I did not. Not this time.
Well, maybe you were on duty. That was why.
Right, yeah.
Of course.
Of course, I don't review restaurants while I'm on duty.
No, we want to make that clear.
We don't want to give anybody any idea.
XO Marshmallow is the name of this place, huh?
Right. Yeah,
XO.
And they have great hot chocolate. Of course, this time of year, you can wait till winter for hot chocolate, but great hot chocolate and coffee and lemonade.
Good place to check out, 2730 North Clark Street. Yeah. I love that tabletop burner s'more kit.
It
That's
was really
great.
Cool. Yeah, it was really cool. And it'll last for a couple hours. It's like a candle, but it's not really. There's not like a wick. There's some kind of little thing that makes it so that it's clean burning.
And did you check this out with your friends at the fire department before you publicized it?
Yeah, I'm not welcome anymore at the fire department because they keep talking about how they sit around playing with their hoses all day.
News coming up at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now, Let's get to the restaurant news. What's happening?
Well, if I could take a second, I wanted to, you know, we've been working a lot of overtime, a lot of days off canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great when, like, people in the neighborhood kind of notice and do stuff to thank us for it. And
sure.
DSD Deli, which is at 5200 on Milwaukee, across the street from the station, they on Father's Day, since they knew we were all working, they went in there at night and they cooked us up dinner and brought it in for our 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock roll calls. And I wanted to make sure I said thank you. Cause,
no kidding.
Yeah.
That's great. Up, they did that at the Northwest Side Station there,
right,
where
yeah,
you're at?
Yeah, it's the 16th District. So they brought in food for the 16th District. And it's really nice. It's a great deli. It's right across from the station. And it's a nice counterpoint to the building out across the street that, you know, yells and throws trash at us when we go to work. So.
Well, we don't like them. DSD Deli, we like them. What street are they on?
They're at 5200 North Milwaukee.
All right. Well, thank you to those folks. And you also wanted to mention a place that won some award of some kind?
Yeah, Cara Condon. I don't know her. I've never been to this place, but I love the award. She works at the Beautiful Rind Cheese Shop at 2211 North Milwaukee, and she won the title of Cheesemonger of the Year. Great title. I just think it's a great title.
I'm sure the family's very proud.
If you read the story, if you look it up, Cheesemonger of the Year, what she had to do to win this was hilarious. It reminded me of Tool Time years ago, where he was trying to guess the wood, you know, and she had to pair cheese with wine and stuff. It was really fun.
Okay, well, duly noted there, the Cheesemonger of the Year, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, Cara Condon.
Yeah.
Up there in North Milwaukee Avenue. Thanks, Lieutenant. Talk to you next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.